I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your Tuesday episode of Chico Now, and I am your Monday and Tuesday host, Jessica Wilkerson. You are listening to us on 104.5 FM, 9:30 a.m., or perhaps you are interested in going online, listening to us online at kkxx.net. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the recording on podcast at kkxx.net. You just head on down to the bottom of the screen. You'll see the word podcast. Click on that. It has a drop-down box that says all the different shows. So you'll pick Chico Now. And when you click that one, it will take you over to the Monday through Friday, and you'll get to choose which day. And today is Tuesday. And my name is Jessica Wilkerson. And today we have Harold Littlejohn with us. He is a local CPA here in Chico. But before we get started with that, let me tell you a little bit about something that's coming up here. At the Yuba Sutter Fairgrounds, there is a concert called Living Proof with Mario Murillo. Oh, I'm terrible at pronouncing M-U-R-I-L-L-O. Murillo. Murillo. Whatever. Yuba Sutter Fairgrounds, June 10th through the 14th. That's Wednesday through Sunday at 7 p.m. It's located at 442 Franklin Avenue, Yuba City, California. And if you want more info, you can call them at 674-0400. And it's in association with Bethel Activation Ministries and the Bridge of Yuba City. And we usually give you guys a little bit of info about what's happening in my life, but today I'm going to tell you a little bit of something that's happening in my son's life. My 16-year-old, not the one that's in utero. So he is looking for his very first summer job, which is so adorable. He has his resume all on the beautiful resume paper, and the one job experience he has is a volunteer for AmeriCorps, and so cute. And he keeps going into all of these businesses that are near our house. We live near several different strip malls that are anchored by grocery stores, and all the little, you know, tiny little businesses like Subway and Togo's. And so he's been going into all of the different businesses, and he comes back out to the car still with his resume in his hand, and he says, "They told me to go and apply online," which is so different than what it was like for me when I was 16. And then finally, one of them had him fill out his application. They took his resume and said, "Here, complete the application," and he sat down, and of course, I got a barrage of texts. "Mom, what are my relevant skills? Mom, Mom, who should I use as a resume?" I gave you a list of people. You write them down. But it was really cute. Actually, he calls me Mum. He asked me, what wage should I put down? And I said, "What's minimum wage going for now? Put that." And he says, "I don't know." So I looked it up. Minimum wage is $9 an hour. And I know there's all this controversy, and some people want to raise it and some people don't, et cetera. And I'm not even commenting on that. What I'm commenting on is when I was 16, minimum wage is $4.25. And so I worked my little job at Burger King for my $4.25 an hour and just hustled it and picked up as many shifts as I could. And my child is putting his desired wage at $9 an hour. And I just think that at that age, it would have been such a lofty dream. No one would have hired me if I would have put $9 an hour. But now that's the bare minimum. And I just think that it's crazy and awesome and just surreal. Surreal is the word for it. All right. Speaking of money, let's talk to Harold Littlejohn. He is a local CPA here in Chico. He has some classes that'll be starting in the fall, and I just thought it would be nice for you guys to come on, maybe put it on your calendar now so you can forget about it and have all your fun summer, but then start the fall out right with a new plan. plan of attack. So go ahead and say hello to our listeners, Harold.
Hello, everybody.
And how did you get involved in math, accounting, all of that stuff?
Well, I grew up where my father was an accountant and a tax person, and he actually hired me. So as a kid, I was beginning to learn about ledgers and businesses and posting and debits and credits. So when I did come up to Chico State to go to school, I became an accounting major. And with my experience, having worked for him, that helped. And I became a CPA, and now I have a tax and accounting practice here in Chico that's been 25 years at the same location on Mangrove Avenue.
Wow. So that's almost like the back in the olden days when children were apprenticed to their parents and then they took over the business or the craft.
In a way. I had one brother who decided while he was watching Marcus Welby that he wanted to be a doctor.
Wow.
So he went to med school and he was not interested in the family business at all. But I enjoyed the numbers. I've always been good at math. My dad was real good at math. And I learned enough to make that my career. And it's been a very rewarding, fun people. It's a people business. You get to talk to people. You get to help people solve their problems.
Totally. And there's nothing more, or very few things more vulnerable than your finances when you're bringing them to somebody and saying, this is what I've been doing with my money. And then like being worried about the judgment and what you've been doing wrong and what you could be doing right. All right, guys, we are heading to a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk to Mr. Harold Littlejohn, CPA, more about what he does and what classes he has coming up. Please stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson for Chico Now.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. You're listening to us on 104.5 FM at 9:30 a.m. And we're also online live streaming at kkxx.net. And we're talking with Harold Littlejohn, a local CPA here in the Chico area off Mangrove. Not in the Chico area, in Chico, off Mangrove. And he is also providing a program in September. And Harold, could you tell our listeners a little bit about how you got involved or how you meld your spirituality with accounting? Because it seems kind of random to me.
Yes, I do get that question once in a while. About 7 or 8 years ago, I became very interested in reading about spirituality, religions, mind, working with the mind, and I realized as I read a lot of these books that, including the Bible, that things were very connected. Everything seemed to work together. So I put together a little seminar that I invited some of my clients to. And what I did was I gave them a little outline of things to do. It took an hour or two to get through it at that point. It was my bare outline. And what I found was that the very next day I had two or three of my clients who came to this seminar calling me and emailing me and telling me how helpful the things that I had taught them had been. So since then, I've started a website called miraclebusinessmethod.com, and I have put together a program that will be a teleseminar in September of 2015, beginning Wednesday, September 9th, for 4 consecutive Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And this course will take you all the way through everything I've learned, which helps you basically calm your mind, stay quiet, don't let problems overwhelm you, And this will help you financially in your business and in your personal life. You can actually train yourself to go through your day and fix problems, help other people, stay calm, and basically just change the way you live your daily life. It's helped me a lot. My business and my work involves a lot of stress. Every day I'll have a new problem will pop up that comes out of the blue. One of my many hundreds of clients gets a letter from the IRS. I'll have to help them with that. Just every day something happens. Well, I am now training myself and other people who are in my network of friends and clients who are into this whole spiritual side of things. And we're working together to basically change our lives on a daily basis. And it's been very fun, very rewarding. And just like with the tax business, when I can help people, it makes me feel good. So that's kind of where I'm at with the course I call the Miracle Prosperity Course.
You know, when I once upon a time, I worked in commercial lending as a credit analyst, and I was responsible for making sure that the loans stayed within compliance of the various federal and state regulations, and that meant for our bank that people had to bring in their annual financial statements, their corporate financial statements, and corporate tax returns. And I remember a lot of the times people just telling me to call their accountant. And usually by the time I'd sent the letter, by the time I'm making phone calls, we need it right now. There's no leeway.
That's
if,
right.
If they haven't provided you all that information, now you've got to be on their butt trying to get it.
That's right.
Because
and
their loan is about to be in default.
And since the housing crunch and crisis of 07 and 08, the lenders have gone completely wild in the things they now require, which is just much stricter than it was even 7 or 8 years ago. So it's quite crazy when clients go to the bank now.
It's stressful for everyone because the banks don't even put those regulations out there. It's the government that does. And then they're responsible for monitoring it. And then the client and then the CPA. And I just from that little bit, and I'm sure that as a CPA, you have many other clients and needs and things pressing on you. So when we come back from this break, let's talk about how you made this. You said it's Christ-based when we were talking earlier. And so tell our listeners a little bit more about that, what to expect, and how to contact you. But first, these messages from our sponsors.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I'm also your host on Mondays, where we talk about relationships, life, communication. It's a live show on Mondays. Most of the time, this last Monday was a recording because there was some stuff happening at the radio station and in my personal life. But most of the time, it's a live show, and you can just call me and talk to me about what's going on. And the reason that I'm qualified to do that is because I have a master's degree in counseling psychology. I finished school in 2008, and my degree conferred in 2009. And I have been working at Chico Creek Counseling ever since I moved to Chico as an MFT intern, where I see couples, families, children, and individuals. I'm also trained in several trauma therapy styles, which is CBT and EMDR. So if you have questions about that, you can always give me a call at 921-5122 or listen to the show on Mondays where we talk about all that good stuff. In the meantime, let's talk to Harold Littlejohn, CPA here in Chico. You know, before we get started about all the details, I want to make sure that the folks listening have a chance to get your contact info, because time seems to go by really quick. So could you give everybody your contact info, phone number, website, whatever you've got?
Yes. I can be reached at my phone number, which is area code 530-895-3353. You can also send me an email at harold@hlittlejohn.com, hlittlejohn.com. And you can also send me an email at info@miraclebusinessmethod.com. I check all of those every day, and I'm a year-round tax office that does full-service accounting and income tax. And I especially want to introduce you to the Miracle Business Method today, since we're here at KKXX.
All right, let's tell us about it.
Well, part of this Miracle Business Method theory is that all of us have a split mind, and the way I equate that the most to the Bible and the studies that I've done is that the point or the climax of Jesus's life ended with the crucifixion. And my feeling is that these two minds that we use all day long, one can be more related to the crucifixion side, which is the human war, violence, negative side of things, which is where our minds sometimes tend to drift if we don't watch them all day, which is what this Miracle Prosperity course will help you do. But what I like to do is think about, when I think about Jesus, I like to think of the fact that the resurrection was his main lesson, and that the entire crucifixion sequence was only to lead us to teaching us about the resurrection. So in my daily work with the Miracle Business Method, I feel that as soon as I switch my mind over from my basic daily, kind of call it the ego mind, over to the spiritual side, which is the side where there is no death, as Jesus promised, then I just like to think of it as, okay, let's get to the resurrection part of this lesson and not dwell on the crucifixion. So that is how the Miracle Business Method, though it's not really a Bible-type course, that's how it does relate to the Christ that's in everybody and that we all share on a daily basis.
That's wonderful. Very well said. You know, when you say that, it makes me think about how earlier I mentioned a lot of times it's intimidating to go to somebody who is a professional when it has to do with your finances. It's very intimate and very personal how you've been spending your money, especially if you haven't been for a while and you've been making poor choices. But when you say things like the two different mindsets, that the resurrection mindset leads you up to, no wait, the crucifixion mindset leads you up to the resurrection one, it tells us that you're somebody who is not going to be judging someone based on their past experiences or the past choices that they've made regarding their finances, that you understand that there is potential for them.
I'm glad you mentioned the word judging, because a big part of this Miracle Business Method is directly related to practicing non-judgment all day long. In other words, the burden on your mind all day long of judging everything you see, whether you are happy with the menu at the restaurant, whether your child's choices that day fit your
priorities,
priorities and expectations, you're judging every minute of the day, and it'll drive you crazy, and it doesn't get you anywhere.
And so many people don't realize it, but when they're judging others, it's really because they're internally also judging themselves and falling short.
That's
and
right.
So we're looking for the ways that, well, maybe this is something that I do well.
That's right. And you could ask my secretary, I spend as much time with people who don't pay me very much helping them as I do with my bigger clients. So it's a full service, and we don't judge at my place.
That's so wonderful. Give these folks your contact info again, just in case they missed it.
Harold Littlejohn, 895-3353, or email me harold@hlittlejohn.com.
Perfect. All right, guys, see you next week. Have a beautiful, beautiful first week of June. Or is it the second week of June now? It's the second week of June. Whatever.